Hey, it's Mike Reese, ESPN Boston. Sort of pick up where we left off with Bill there at the end. Alex Silvestro, what are your thoughts on him in terms of his what he's done this year to put him in position like he was to be promoted?
You know, Alex has been with us for most of the year. You know, he was with us in training camp, and he came back to the practice squad. I want to say it was kind of later in September, but for most of the year. But smart guy, works hard, has a little bit of position versatility along the front, can play on the edge to a degree, can play on the inside, and has some value in the kicking game as well. So, you know, he's done a good job for us during the season, you know, on the look team. And then he's had his opportunities in practice defensively. You know, that's why we brought him up for the game, and he had a handful of plays in there that he was on the field for. So, you know, we'll see what happens here moving forward.
Nick, what are your thoughts on Sidley in his rookie season?
I'd say it's probably been similar to a lot of rookies. There's some ups and downs. They have their good moments. You know, he's had a few games where he's had some production. But I'd say that whole position in general, they've all given us production when they've been on a field. I mean, Benny's got 9 touchdowns or whatever he has. You know, Danny's given us a lot of good snaps. Kevin has played for us in sub. You know, Shane, when he's been on the field, he's had an opportunity to make some contributions. So, you know, specific to Steven, you know, I'd say there's been some, you know, there's been some good plays, and I think there's been some things that he can certainly improve on and work on. But he's taken advantage of his opportunities when he's been on the field, and I think that's, you know, that's what you hope that any player does when they're on the field.
Nick, when you realize a couple hours before the game that Matt is not going to be able to go, is the immediate reaction sort of one of concern? And I guess maybe the second part to that question, maybe after the game, looking forward, can something like that help you down the stretch with plugging guys in and moving guys around, so to speak?
I mean, everybody knows going into a game that they have to be ready to play at any given moment's notice. So, you know, whatever happens before the game, whether it's a day before the game or the day of the game, there's really not much you can do about it. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in the players that are active for the game, so the expectation is that they're going to go out there and perform and do their job. So, I mean, that's all you really can do. You really can't control it. So, you know, we have a lot of confidence in the players that are on the roster, and, you know, that's why they're here. And when they're active for the game, they know that any point in time they could be on the field, so you have to be prepared for it, whenever that may be.
Even in your wildest imagination, could you even project Marcus Cannon being where he is right now, having started and playing an entire game from where he was on draft day?
Depends what kind of imagination you have. No, I mean, look, Marcus played a lot of football. There obviously was a little bit of uncertainty just as it related to a health standpoint, but once he was able to move through that situation, you know, Marcus has done everything that's been asked of him to this point. And he's had a lot of experience playing football. You know, obviously playing in our system is a little bit different story. But, you know, we felt that he was a pretty good player at TCU, and there may be a point in time when he was going to have it on the field. And, you know, he happened to play a little bit more extensively on Sunday. And, you know, for the most part, I'd say that he held up fairly well. I mean, I thought the offensive line collectively, you know, that's a pretty good defensive front that you're playing against. And those guys, you know, I'd say for the most part, they did a pretty solid job.
Getting back to Ridley for a second, is there anything that you feel is kind of separating him from some of the other runners? It's allowing him to kind of get the ball more in crunch time situations?
I mean, really, they all play, and part of it, too, is with the no-huddle situation. You know, whatever grouping is on the field, whether it's 3 receivers, 2 tight ends, 2 receivers, and 1 back, I mean, whoever the back is that's on the field during that mode, you know, that's the guy that you're going to go with. So, you know, all those guys have made contributions. So part of it is offensively the things that we're doing, some situations may dictate other groups are on the field. But, I mean, all those players, when they've been on the field, they've been effective with what they've been asked to do.
Nick, what do you see from Dane Fletcher in terms of his progression? You know, basically when he came in, obviously he was making that sort of Teddy Bruschi-like move from defensive end to linebacker, and now it sort of looks like he's maybe made that jump. What, what do you see in terms of him at that linebacker position?
Yeah, since the day Dane's been here, he's worked really hard. I mean, he puts a lot into it. He studies hard. He prepares hard. He works hard. The biggest thing with him is just being able to stay on the field. He's been held up a little bit with some of the injuries, but he's a smart guy. He's athletic. He runs well. He's strong. And the more you can play that position, the more confidence that you're going to gain. And I think you've noticed just in his plays, it seems like he's played a little bit more assertively, a little bit more aggressively. Part of that is probably a little more confidence in not only his health, but maybe a little more confidence in what he's doing. But, you know, since he's been here from day one, he's made a conscientious effort to improve as a football player and get better. He puts his head down, he works hard, and when he's been on the field, he's made the most of his chance.
Any roster moves today, Nick?
No, we'll treat this like a holiday, like it seems like the rest of the country treats it as. So I'd say we probably won't have anything going on, but don't hold me to it.